I want you all to know that we're on a mission here. That City Church, excuse me, no, I'm not going to say excuse me for eating. You just have to put up with it. City Church Coast, City Church as a whole, is in Tauranga for a reason. God has called this church here for a specific task. And, you know, the church in whole, the church in general has a task. It's to see people come to Christ, right? That's a particular case for us. Our core value here is to see people come to Christ. You know, you and I sit in this room because hopefully we've come to know him, or we're on a journey to knowing Christ. The problem that I have is that there's a whole world out there. If we pull that curtain back, you'll see over there. There's a whole bunch of people that don't know about Christ. And I'm kind of over meeting in a room for 80 minutes on a Sunday and calling that church. I'm just going to speak this morning that's on my heart. And I hope, I'm not going to make excuses. There's a world out there that needs to know that there's an answer to their problem. And they will try anything to find it. As we know, we've all probably been there. Let's be honest, we've all been there. And in my life, you know, it's a miracle that I'm sitting here. It's an absolute miracle. There's no way I should be in church. I was brought up in church, and I've had some great experiences with the Lord. But I've done some dumb stuff as well that should have written me off. And the fact that the grace of God in my life is that, which I can sit here and be involved and participate with you guys, is amazing. And I'm blown away by that. And I'm not an exception. Every single one of you have the same story, as far as I'm concerned. You would not be in here if it was not for the grace of God and for the connection that you've had with him. So I kind of think, why are we so inward-looking sometimes? Now, I understand the concept of church. The concept of church. And I don't think we outwork it very well, if I'm to be quite honest. And this morning as I share, I don't want you to change because of any guilt. I'm not trying to guilt us into anything. I'm not. That's not what I'm about. I'm here to encourage us that there's something that we can do. There's an outworking of Christ in our lives, and it's actually not that hard. It's actually really easy. So our mission here is to see people come to Christ. Simple. It's to make a connection that will last them through their life. It's to make a connection that will see their brokenness be healed. It's to see their lives go from the mess into the clean living that God has for us. Not perfection. Not greater than now, but a real connection with Christ. We've got to remind ourselves that church, maybe not in its visible structure, is a God idea. Church is a God idea. It's not a man idea. God said, you know, Jesus was on the earth, and he said to Peter, "Pete, on this I'm going to build my church." He didn't say on this. And when he was talking to Peter, he was saying, "Peter, the Lord has revealed things to you, right? The Lord has revealed things to you, and this is what I'm going to build my church on." In other words, you know, us in our humanity, we can nut a few things out, but we can't work out this whole Christian deal because it doesn't make sense. But when the Holy Spirit, when God reveals things to us, then we will change because we see his influence in our life. And so Jesus has said to Peter, "That's what I'm going to build my church on. We're going to build it on revelation from the Father, not revelation from me sitting here, because I'm just a man. I can speak things that I believe God's shown me, and I can talk things around his scripture, but it's not my words that reveal things to you. It's God. And yes, you can, you know, God reveals things to us every day of the week if we allow him, but there's something special about coming together. There's something special about the unity. There's something special about us journeying together. You know, I look around this room and I know most of you, and I know stuff about where you are in your life, and you know stuff about me. And I'm so encouraged that every week you'll come to church and you'll share this journey with me and you'll share it with everyone else. Because how are we supposed to impact the world if we don't know how to journey together? See, Jesus calls the church to be love. He says, God sees his church, his idea. He says that we should have the greatest look of love, the greatest sense of love than anything in the world. It should be obvious, right? If we don't journey together, if we don't love each other, then we won't be any different than a bowls club or a cricket club. Or all we're doing is gathering together with a common kind of thing, and we're going to do our thing for 80 minutes and then go. I mean, even the footy clubs practice twice a week and then have a game. You know, sometimes it's quite hard to get people outside the Sunday meetings to do things during the week. My heart is that City Church would be a bunch of people that love beyond measure. Love just ridiculously. If you lose your job, you know, it'll do me the world of good to know that someone's saying, hey, you know, what can we do? How can we help you? You've lost your job. Can we do this? Can we do that? Hey, you've had a death in the family, or all these things, you know, and we're straight onto it because we're in relationship. You know, it breaks my heart when I don't hear things till weeks later. And you know, I'll take responsibility for some of that as well. Because sometimes we get so busy doing our life and all this that we put everything in its box that something out of the norm pops up and it's kind of hard to shake things around to fit it. And I'm not saying I'm not anti being organized or living a full busy life. I'm not that at all, because I love being busy. But what I'm saying is, if we are loving each other, we're going to know exactly what's going on. And love isn't just giving either. It's able to receive as well. One of the hardest things is for us to be able to speak to one another and go, you know, hey, James, man, I'm having a real tough day and I'm just going to be vulnerable with you here and be able to talk. And then James, he knows. And then when he sees me, I'm just using him as an example, but and then he knows what I'm walking through. So when he sees me walk in one day and I'm sort of like, look like I'm trying to pick myself up, he's like, oh, bro, you know, I'm here for you. Or if I'm looking like things are going well, he's like, oh, great, and we can celebrate together. This is church, guys. And we're not going to survive if we don't get to that place. Coming to church isn't a consumer thing. Do you know what that I've noticed is that we can come into church on a Sunday and we can expect the song leader to lead a couple of songs. We can expect the words to look, you know, on the screen so we know it's there. We can expect this, we can expect that. We can expect our kids to be looked after and taught the gospel and all that. We can expect all these things. And it's almost like a consumer, like we walk in and we're like, right, what have you got for us today? Do you know what that the Bible says clearly? That God's given each of us a gift. Each of us a gift. And no gift is different than any other. Just because I get to sit here on a stool and speak to you doesn't mean that my gift's any different than yours. Christianity, the church, as God sees it, is a place where everyone can contribute their gifts. You should be able to come here and outwork your gift. It might not be on a Sunday, it might be during the week, but you know, there's tons of stuff that we can do and get involved in. In my heart, if you don't hear anything else today, is that every single one of us starts to develop that gift and use it, because that's what God's created us for. And there'll be a burning in your heart if you can't outwork what he's put in you. I've had moments like that, I'm sure we all have, where we're like, man, God, you've asked me to do this, but there doesn't seem to be an avenue where I can outwork this. It should never be down to the few. It should be everyone carries this thing. Everything. Everyone carries this thing. And I believe without a doubt that if we all start to carry and we all start to participate and we all start to outwork our gifts, every single one of us, we won't have enough room in here. Like, this place will blow out. You know, yeah. Yeah, right. And that's the whole purpose. And it's not so that we can have any glory or have any notoriety or all of that, because that's not what we want. Our mission is to see hearts changed. Our mission is to see people's lives turn to Jesus. That's our mission. I couldn't care less if we're not famous. I couldn't care less if we don't have a big, massive building that, you know, with neon lights. I want people to connect with Jesus. And, you know, I'm going to be totally honest with you right now, because this seems to be the way we're going this morning. I've spent... I've I'm just talking as one, you know, we're all in this together. I've spent a huge amount of effort and emotional time and emotional input into looking for buildings and stuff for us, and nothing's glued. We've looked at 6, 7, 8 buildings that were really possible, and nothing's happened. And I used to come away from those absolutely heartbroken because I was like, God, this is the one. I can see us, da-da-da, and it hasn't worked out. And I went on a trip recently because I just wanted to get some headspace and because I knew that there was something wrong with the way I was thinking about everything. And I went to Australia and just hung around some pastor friends of mine that I really love, and we've got good relationship. Once again, it's about relationship. And they're able to speak into my life. And I've realized that God has got us here in this building, right here in the middle of the community for a reason. And we haven't tapped into that. And I'll take responsibility for that. You know, I've sort of been so inward looking, as if, you know, we have to have everything to look this certain way, that I've forgotten why we're here. It's so easy to get off the mission, isn't it? And the things that I was looking for, they're not bad. I'm not saying that but they're not the right things for us. The right things for Coast, for City Church Coast, is to impact the community. And there's no better place than here, right? We're right smack bang in the middle of it. Do you know that, I don't know if you come down here during the week. Do you guys come down here during the week for different things? I know these guys do. By the way, mainly music. We haven't sort of shared with you, but mainly music on a Thursday at 10 o'clock, right in this room here. This gets chock-a-block full of kids. There's 40, 50 kids and mums in here. And our guys, you know, Delwyn and Andrea and Christine and Reha, and there's Nimi. There's a whole bunch of people that, and Ron and Kirsty that helped for ages. You know, they started over, it's over a year ago, right? Is it 2 years? There you go. And right at the start, I think that there was one person the first time they did it, and we were all like, yeah, oh, okay. But, you know, they've just been every week faithful, just doing their thing, setting up, making an environment where these mums can come, and now there's 40, 50, and regulars, they've got relationship with them. And, you know, and that's just one thing that we're involved in. And because they come here. And it's a pain. We have to shift around rooms and stuff to make it happen, but it's worth it. It's worth every moment, I think. So thank you. You know, that's awesome. You're doing a great thing. And you know, so we're right in the hub of everything here, right? We actually don't have to go far. And so I think we need to grasp, and we need to work hard at where we are, to thinking more outward. Outward in focus is one of our church things. And I'm not saying that we haven't been, but I think we need to be much more objective about it and much more getting into it. Stuck in. Let's get stuck in. Let's get stuck in. And I guess that's part of the reason why we changed this around. We wanted to have an impact from the car park. If you stand in that door, you can see right across to the Lions Market. So if we can see them, they can see us. So we want to make church a little more open instead of having to walk around the gym junkies that come into the gym on a Sunday morning, which is just weird. Who does that? You should do that during the week. And, you know, because I want people to notice. I want people to see what we're up to. And so we're doing that, and we had a barbecue out here a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if you realise it. I suppose the footy club. We just really felt like we wanted to really bless the Papamoa Footy Club and the Bulldogs, because, you know, we kind of work in with them during the rugby season, and there has been some moments in the past of clash of rooms and stuff, and so I just really felt like we should just bless them. And you know what? The feedback we've got from that is incredible. You know. They're just blown away by why would we give them anything for nothing? And you know, and what are we doing? What are you guys doing there? And so people are wanting to know. We just got to make it more obvious. Yeah. And they're not going to know by you know, preaching up a storm and giving them theology and all that stuff. And all that stuff's great. But this should kind of be the shop front, right, for Christianity. If we can't make our 80 minutes on a Sunday look like something that's appealing, something that the world doesn't have to offer, then we're kind of, I think we're missing it. So that's cool. Hey, how's the chocolate fish? Is there any left? Did it make two rounds or just one? Is this making any sense this morning? Is this encouraging us that we're here for a purpose? I hope so. That's good. I'd love to see us as a church that's obsessed with the mission, obsessed with leading people to Christ. You know, it's almost like, you know, in a weird kind of way. I'll tell you a little bit about what I've been up to. I've joined. There's a few people in this crazy church that do CrossFit and Alliance Fit, and it's basically you get up at in the dark in the morning, and you go to a place and they hurt you for 3/4 of an hour, and then you leave and you try and recover before the next session, which for me is every 3 days, and it's just opened up a whole new world to me, a whole new world of pain and these people, but they're so friendly. That they're so encouraging. They talk a different language, and for a big fella who's really unfit, you know, it's like, wow, this is a whole new lifestyle for me. But you know, in such a short time, I've actually become, I'm into it. I like it. There's something about the pain that interests me. And for some reason, I get out of bed in the rain and go there and do some and get hurt again. What's the benefits? I don't know yet. I'm sure there are benefits. Once my body recovers and starts to thing, I'll let you know what the benefits are. But they're so encouraging. You know, I've learned once again. Actually, it's brought up a whole lot of kind of things from my past. You know, funnily enough, I'm always the one at the back of the pack. You know, because it's all done on time and, you know, we do all these things and then we run down the road. And if you ever drive down Parton Road early in the morning, you see heaps of people running. That's those weird people. If it's me, pull over and I'll jump in the car with you. That'll be great. So that'll be fantastic. I'd appreciate that. I can't remember what I was saying, but yeah. I remember when I was playing rugby at school, you know, I wasn't the fittest cat in town, but I really enjoyed playing rugby and I enjoyed the after-match party, so I was kind of committed enough just to be a team member. And you know, you sort of get teased a bit and all that, and no one wants you on their team, but because you're big, you know, you have to be on the team because you're too heavy for the other teams. But we worked through that, and now we're 43 and we've got over all that stuff. But then we go to a CrossFit class and we're like the big guy again, you know, at the back of the pack, and it's like, oh dear. But it's okay, it's all right, I'm fine now, I can handle it. But people are so encouraging, you know, and they can see that you're absolutely broken. They can see that you're smashed, but they're like, come on, bro, you can do it. I don't even know how they talk while they're doing all this stuff, but they manage to, you know, all that to say is that I would love to see us like that. I'd love to have my Christian walk like that, where even though it hurts, even though I'm stretching muscles that I didn't even know I had, well, I'm going forward. I'm getting more like Christ. I'm pushing myself. You know, the Bible says that we're to treat our Christian walk like athletes. We're to push ourselves. You know, it's got to hurt. And if we don't hurt, if we don't push through, if we don't stretch ourselves out in this room, we've got no chance out there. We've got nothing. So I want us to really jump on board and you know, regardless, we're going to just keep pushing and we're going to keep stretching these muscles and we're going to keep expanding. Have we got it all worked out? Not by a long shot. You should have heard some of the discussions this morning about where we should do this and where we should do that. And I'm like, I don't know. I just want it to. So it's all of us together. You know, we don't have this thing worked out. And without wanting to sound like, you know, the US military, we need you. We need you. Your country needs you. But we do. I want everyone to be invested. And if you can't invest physically, enable somebody else to do it. You know, send. We're not all goers. Some of us are senders. But be involved. There's something. Use that gift. Whatever that gift is that God's placed in you. And I guess that's kind of why we did Growth Tracks. That was part of the whole idea about it at City Church, is to really be able to bring us all together in sort of one purpose and where we're heading. And also, I think the greater thing was to allow all of us to be able to outwork what God's placed on our lives. Because as I said before, you know, it's no good that we just rely on the person that's here doing this, or rely on the band, or rely on the kids' ministry. You might have noticed that the doors have shut, and we've done that on purpose as well. We're going to use that space behind there for Sean to create this environment for young people, which has been really hard to do out here, I'll be honest. It's been a real spiritual thing. And there's been so many sort of things that have come against us trying to start a youth group. We took one over a year ago, 18 months ago, that was handed to us from Carla at Coast Kids. And you know, on the outside, it looked like a great opportunity. And it was kind of, we worked with her and all that. And it just kind of, it didn't work. And it kind of broke my heart. And I sort of really didn't know why or whatever, but there's just been this burden of those kids that used to come to that. You know, they're not going anywhere now that I know of. And I see them at the mall and say g'day and that, but it just makes my heart bleed. Because if we can't make church a place for young people, we're in trouble, right? I want the church, but this particular church, to be a place where my kids want to come. I want my grandkids to come to this church. I want generations to come. I don't want it to be, hey, we're just going to sort of do this thing for a few months and then we might go find something else to do. We need to build a platform. And we can't do that if church isn't a cool place for young people. So we've sort of thought, well, you know, we can squeeze us adults. We're all moldable, right? We can put up with a few changes if it means that our young guys have got a crack at doing that. So please get around Sean, you know, get around families, get kids. Look, we just want them here, and so we're going to try and outwork more things during the week for that as well. So, and if you've got ideas, if you've got, you know, if you hear about things and that, please come and talk to Rach and I, or you know, any of us. Just talk to someone about it. Don't if you've got ideas, don't just sit there and not tell us, because like I said, I don't know it all. I don't want this place to ever just be somewhere where we go on Sundays. I want this to be our life. You know, the early church, I would have loved to have been around when that early church was hanging out, right? It must have just been incredible. You know, they said that it was so contagious, so exciting, that people would just drop everything and you know, and muck in. And I, you know, the world that we live in is really so self-centered and centralized that, to me, that's quite a foreign thing that could happen again, but I believe it could. Am I asking you to sell your house and give it to the church? No. Please don't get me wrong. You can if you want to, but that's not what I'm asking. What I'm saying is the spirit behind it, you know. So connect groups, you know, there's a few running at the moment, and there's some more starting next term, but the key to journeying together is knowing each other. To know each other, you've got to spend time. So we don't really care. Yeah, we don't really care how you connect or when you do it or what you do, really. But please connect with someone. If you want to start a group, start one. If you think there's, you know, some guys, you know, they call me up and you know, we can go surfing and that. Not that we've actually done that yet, but they've tried to set that up. Now that I'm a few kilos lighter, it might be a little bit more doable. You know what I'm saying? Let's not be consumers. Let's be proactive. If you want to start a connect group, start a connect group. If you want, don't just come to church to expect someone else to do it. If we change our mentality to, I'm going to take responsibility, I'm going to do something about the problem, then, like I said, this place will change. So in case you didn't know, the City Church vision, I guess, over the whole church, I haven't got a slide, but passionate about God, generous in love, willing to grow, committed to serve, and outward in focus. Those are kind of the five kind of pillars, I guess, that City Church has worked hard to find kind of where our thing is, and that's it. And you know, each one of those things has got a lot in them. For me, generous in love is probably one of the biggest ones. You know, I just want us to be known for our love for one another. And like I said before, without showing generous love, we're not going to look any different than anything else that's trying to pitch something to you. I don't want us to be looking like we're pitching something to the world. I want us to look like we know what the answer is and that they're welcome to come and find out what it is. Cool. Matthew 28, God gives us a clear, it's the Great Commission. You would have read it if you've been in Christianity. You know, go and make disciples out of everyone. Don't just go and make just people that give a decision, put their hand up once and we never see them again. God says clearly, go and make disciples, teach them what it is to know him. Teach them what it is to know him and to move forward and get close to him and have a connection. The only way you can do that is to spend time in all people groups. You know, the groups that meet here during the week there's a cross culture of sport. You know, we had a young families night here last Saturday night, and there was some mix-ups in the room, and we ended up next door. It was funny because I was thinking that Saturday night in here there was a Labour Party meeting, and they kicked us out of here because they said there was going to be 150 people. I'm like, okay, but anyway, there was 20, and go to the Labour Party, and so in there, and then in the other room there was the Papamoa rugby team having a few beersies, and then there was us. So I was like, we got politics, sport, religion, all on a Saturday night. We got all the things that you're not supposed to talk about. And now I thought, man, all these things going in my head. Man, it'd be funny if we all just went into the same rooms and had a discussion, eh? But it was quite funny. And Bernice and her team did a great job of not stressing out too much about it all. But I thought it was hilarious. The Labour guys were like, oh, you're not going to make much sort of noise, are you? I said, yeah, we're going to flip and made heaps of noise. So I may or may not have encouraged the kids to whack that door a few times. And people need to know that we're here. Is that generous in love? There's so much. I just what we want to look at in the next little while is you probably all know because you see it go on, but every fortnight the Lions do their market over there. And we want to set up, get some people who have got a real heart for evangelism, a real heart for talking to people. We want to ask you to go over. Yes, I see that, Hen. Go over there on a Sunday morning and you know, we can pray for people. Maybe we can, you know, we can just help and be a blessing where we are. And so we're going to do that as part of our Sunday morning service. You might think, well, that's not part of our service. Well, it is going to be. So just to let you know that's available. And if you're interested in that, let us know. That'll be cool. The other thing is we've got that 2-minute thing up there every week from now on for a little while. I've come up with a brainwave because for me, the whole reason why I started thinking, well, not the whole reason, but one of the reasons I started thinking about this is why do I come to church? What is the point of it all? Why do we do what we do? Because, you know, you can think about the what and how quite a lot, eh? And you can get kind of mixed up in all that stuff. How do we do this? And that? But quite often we just need to keep in the front of our minds the why. And so I come up with this little idea about having a 2-minute countdown, and every week I was going to ask one of you guys to get up here and tell us why you come to church, because I'm interested to know. And we're not wanting a preach or anything like that. I just want to know why you come to church. It doesn't have to be super spirit, but I'm going to give it a crack this morning. I don't even know what 2 minutes looks like, but is that available, young Joshua? Can you put that up there? And my why. That's pretty cool, eh? Oh, it's starting already. My why. Why do I come to church? I come to church because I love to be around other people who are not self-centered, other people who worship Jesus. I love being around family. I love being around people who have the answer. And why do I come? Because I have to remind myself all the time that there was a time in my life when I didn't want to come. So the why I want to come is exciting to me because I actually want to be here. And I come here to... I've got heaps of time. That's heaps of time. I'm going to slow down. I really come here because I've said it before. I actually get really encouraged by all of you. And it's not just because you turn up because I'm a pastor and I want bums on seats. That's not why I like it when you turn up. I like it when you turn up because to me it means it's a commitment. And you're walking your walk with God and you're going to walk it with me. Cool? And I've still got a minute. So we're going to do that every week and... You guys will plan that out better than I have, but cool, you can stop it because that's just embarrassing. It's because I feel like I've wafted. I probably haven't sold this very well this morning, have I? No, Haley's telling me no, so I haven't. But what I'm excited about is to hear you guys. So and I look forward to seeing the horror on your face when it's your time to stand up in front of everyone. Because it's stretching time, people. And there won't be a roster, so you won't know in advance and then not be able to, like, not to miss church. So you need to all turn up ready to know why. Because we should know that anyway, right? I just want you to hear my heart this morning and, you know, it hasn't been, you know, any wisdom really, but except to say that we're here for a mission. And if we can grasp hold of this, you know, the world will change.